Hi, everybody. It's James and Andy here from your next favorite podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
Yes, we are two-fourths of a group of people who love facts, and we love to find new facts, and we come here every week and tell each other about them. For instance, Andy, did you know that one of the world's oldest cycling road races is getting much harder because people keep stealing the road?
I want to know more already, but I'm instead going to tell you my new fact, which is that some ancient coffins from the 17th century have faces.
The coffins have faces.
It's really creepy.
Not just on the inside.
No.
Wow. If you like the sound of those facts, or indeed facts in general, then come and find us, No Such Thing as a Fish, wherever you get your podcasts.
It's a big story. We'll explain it. 7 o'clock WMAL News is next.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 7. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The news is brought to you by Cars for Kids. The Justice Department this morning says a woman named Reality Winner has been arrested by the FBI for leaking classified information to a news outlet called The Intercept while she was working as a government contractor.
Sources confirm that the document Winner allegedly leaked is the same one detailed in The Intercept's article. Now, this document at issue describes an attempted cyber hack by Russian military intelligence on a U.S. software supplier last year.
Correspondent Laura Jarrett. London Mayor Sadiq Khan says maybe it's time to cancel President Trump's state visit to Britain.
I don't think we should be rolling out the red carpet to the president of the USA in the circumstances where his policies go against everything we stand for. I think one of the things when you have a special relationship, it's not different, no different to when you've got a close mate. You stand with them in times of adversity, but you call them out when they're wrong.
Khan has been attacked on Twitter by President Trump after the latest terror attack in the British capital. Two people were found shot to death in a car parked on a street in Montgomery Village late last night. The victims' names have not been released. Police think the shooting happened around 10:45 on Gallery Court. The D.C. Council is set to take a final vote today on moving primary election day.
Right now, primary day in the district is the first Tuesday in September, but some on the D.C. Council want to move that date to the third Tuesday in June. Council Chair Phil Mendelson says it's not the first time an earlier date's been suggested.
A few years ago, there was an effort to make it early, too early in the minds of many members, a majority of members, and we had an April 1st primary date. And there were many members, I would say a majority of members, who were more comfortable with a September primary, which has been the custom in the district.
If that measure passes today, it will head to Mayor Muriel Bowser for her signature. Maria Leaf on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Now, Virginia's primary is next week, and if you need to vote absentee, today is the last day to request an absentee ballot in the mail. That request has to be received by the State Department of Elections by 5 p.m. today, either by mail, fax, or email. The deadline to absentee vote in person is Saturday at 5 p.m. Virginia Governor Terry McAuliffe will be at Forest Park High School in Woodbridge today to sign two anti-bullying bills into law. State Senator Jeremy McPike sponsored one of those bills.
The bill that I sponsored requires that school counselors upon recertification have taken training in mental health, suicide prevention, and bullying.
The other bill would require schools in Virginia to notify parents if their child is being bullied. More testimonies coming today in Bill Cosby's sexual assault trial.
The first day of testimony was dominated by a witness who cried as she described an encounter she had with Cosby while working with an agency in L.A. She claimed that after being invited to Cosby's bungalow at the Bel Air Hotel, he made her take a pill that knocked her out. She said she woke up with her dress pulled up and Cosby assaulting her, but she was unable to move. The prosecution was trying to establish a prior pattern.
Correspondent Steve Kastenbaum. The cities of Baltimore and Richmond are suing dozens of chemical companies and individuals who they claim conspired for years to drive up the price of aluminum sulfate, which is commonly used to treat municipal drinking water. The antitrust lawsuits detail an alleged price-fixing and bid-rigging scheme that went on from 1997 until at least 2011. Checking your money. The Dow opened today at 21,184. The Nasdaq at 62,96. Sports, the Nets beat the Dodgers. The O's were idle to take on the Pirates tonight. The Stanley Cup Finals are now tied at 2 apiece after a Nashville win last night. WNBA, the Mystics are in Dallas tonight. WMAL News Time 7:04. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Breaking news.
London Bridge.
Islamist-inspired terrorism.
Attackers were armed with knives, stabbing numerous people.
The inside story.
Enough is enough.
This bloodshed will end.
Depend on it. On Washington's Mall.
WMAL.
accepting boats, motorcycles, RVs, and real estate donations.
Need garage door repair? GarageDoorRepair.com.
7:05 on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Maryland on the Beltway outer loop crash to the shoulder, but boy, big delays here as you come around from College Park past the crash near University Boulevard toward George Avenue. In fact, the delay is actually beginning before I-95. And I'm just literally getting reports of a new crash possibly along the way as you approach New Hampshire Avenue. So be very careful. That stop and go gets a bit tedious. You don't want to hit the car in front of you. On 95, southbound south of the ICC for those delays. On the Baltimore-Washington Parkway, a little bit below speed into Jessup. And then we hit that normal stop and go through the Laurel interchanges. Now, in Bowie, not normal. This crash involves a tractor trailer. Northbound 301, north of 214 Central Avenue at Mitchellville Road. Still, last check, just the shoulder getting by this crash. And in Dale City, solid lineup here north to get past the Prince William Parkway. Should find lanes open now from that earlier incident. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Mild morning, but we won't go up too much by this afternoon. We'll still stay below average at 78 degrees. Northwesterly flow, clouds, sunshine in the sky, and maybe a few raindrops. Just a slight chance of showers. Overnight, a little better chance of a few showers. We'll fall back to about 60. Showers on Wednesday morning, then cloudy Wednesday afternoon, 68. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 61 in Gainesville, 65 in Silver Spring, 63 degrees in Washington. A 25-year-old federal contractor is accused of leaking classified information. See the video at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM
and AM 630.
Good morning. Welcome. It is 7:07. It is Tuesday morning on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. Joining us later this hour at 7:35 will be Eric Scheidler. He is the executive director of the Pro-Life Action League and Planned Parenthood. Man, business is booming. At 8:05, Juliet Hisney is joining us. She is a lawyer. We're going to talk about drug-sniffing dogs in Arlington Public Schools. And at 8:35, the one and only Larry Kudlow, economist extraordinaire, joining us. I'm Mary Walter with Vince Colonese.
Hey, good morning. You know, right now, a lot of people are hearing about Qatar in the news, and the fact that it's become what I think one publication called the problem child of the Arab world. And you're probably wanting some clarity on it. I know I am. So now's a good time to bring in Dr. Michael Makovsky. He's with the Jewish Institute for National... Let me get this right, Mike. Jewish Institute for National Security of America. Is that right?
Yeah, that's right.
Excellent. Thank you, sir, for coming on this morning. If you could break it down for us, what started this crisis in Qatar?
Well, it's kind of been building for a long time. Qatar is had been a member of the Gulf Cooperation Council, a group of six Sunni Arab monarchies that are generally aligned against Iran and supportive of us. They're a very wealthy, very small country that kind of juts out from Saudi Arabia. They have a lot of their one of the largest sellers of liquid natural gas. They have a great deal of money for a country of only like a couple million people, perhaps under a million actual citizens. The issue with them is that they've been playing a double game with the United States and their neighbors for a very long time. On the one hand, they're kind of with us against Iran. On the other hand, they support radical Islamic extremism and also radical Islamic terrorism. They support Hamas. They supported al-Nusra. Hamas is a terrorist organization that controls Gaza between Israel and Egypt. They support the Muslim Brotherhood. On the other hand, they've been with the United States. We've been using this very modern Air Force base there in our anti-terror war. So that they've been kind of playing it, but we also thereby protect them from Iran. So, but lately their neighbors are getting very upset at them. They've made a very sympathetic comment about Iran online, and I think with Trump there, that has really emboldened the Saudis and the United Arab Emirates. I think they decided it was time to do something. And then there was this kind of strange incident where they paid this like $1 billion ransom, most of which went to Iran, recently, and I think their neighbors just said we've had enough. And also, I should say Al Jazeera, which many Americans are familiar with,
yes,
for spreading very sympathetic remark, you know, views about Al Qaeda.
Right. So at the center of this, you have President Trump just leaving, as you mentioned a couple weeks ago now, and this conversation now, the U.S. apparently is trying to help broker some sort of agreement between these quarreling Arab states. What do you think the U.S.'s role should be and what will happen? I realize there's also some pressure for the U.S. to potentially remove that base, which doesn't seem like it's going to happen.
Yeah, so I would also add that Secretary of Defense Mattis was there in Qatar just a little bit, a few weeks before Trump was in the region. And he also was very sympathetic to Qatar. I think my own view is that the United States should actually be more aligned with the Arab country, the Sunni Arabs, the Egypt, the UAE, the Saudis, that are taking a tougher line. I think actually we should be pushing the Qataris. And retired American Air Force General Chuck Walden, I wrote an op-ed in the Wall Street Journal last month about this, that we should be pushing the Qataris and say, look, you know, unless you stop supporting radical Islam, both by the airwaves and on the ground, and terrorist organizations, we should relocate our military assets to the UAE and to the Saudi Arabia. It's a great base, but we could do without it if necessary. So I'd like us to take that kind of role, unless it's a broker.
So as we're talking about this, a couple things, I wrote some notes here. First of all, isn't it a tad ironic that Saudi Arabia is boycotting Qatar when they have their own problem with the Wahhabis, and they have allowed that to just grow unfettered?
That's a very good point, and you're right about that. But I think what you see now with the current king and his very active son, who's the defense minister, Mohammed bin Salman, you see a very aggressive focus now against Iran and also against the Muslim Brotherhood. And I actually think we should be, even though the Saudis have their issues, you're completely right. I think the United States' interests align very correctly right now with the Saudis on this, and we should be working with them really to push the Qataris.
And are we also not being hypocritical because we have not designated the Muslim Brotherhood a terrorist group in this country?
Well, that is true, although we have, and that might be something we should do, but we also have designated Hamas, which is essentially the Palestinian version of Muslim Brotherhood, a terrorist organization, and al-Nusra, which is an offshoot of al-Qaeda. So I actually think they do support organizations that, and by the way, their airwaves, the Al Jazeera, which is very influential in the Middle East, their TV and radio station support very radical views, including preachers that call for killing Jews and Americans. So there's some really bad stuff, and the United States really needs to address it. I think we should use our leverage here with the military base much more.
Now, Dr. Makovsky, do you predict at this point that Qatar will back down given the international pressure? Is this the type of situation that you think we can avert any sort of crisis?
Well, to use credit, it's come up before, and then they've done certain things, to kind of mollify things. Most likely that will, you know, it might be that they might do that. But I got to say, given the strong action by the Saudis and the Egyptians and the United Arab Emirates and Bahrain to cut ties and also air links and land links, this is further than we've seen before. So kind of hard to see where they go. You got to think, though, if you're Qatar, your security is more aligned with them and with the United States. So it might force the Qataris to actually do something.
Yeah. Well, hope so. I mean, it seems like this is all of a sudden just boiled up into a tension that has brought it right, you know, into stark relief here in the United States. We're all of a sudden paying attention to Qatar, of all places, and hopefully they can come to a peaceful resolution. Thank you very much for joining us and helping bring some clarity to this today.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me.
All right,
take care, sir. It's 7:15 now. WMAL traffic weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Yates Ford Road, let's go. Unfortunately, it's going to be quite slowly. The crash is going to be westbound side of Yates Ford Road, and it's going to be before you make your travels. Looks like before Wellington Road. As a result, Davis Ford Road, we have delays every morning there, but extra intense. So Davis Ford Road to Yates Ford, extra time will be needed. Interstate 95, we still have our slowdowns here. Stafford to Aquia. We're bunched up Dale City toward the Occoquan, off and on and through Lorton. Had two separate incidents near the Prince William Parkway in Lorton. They both have been cleared. Sun glare. Boy, we are slow on 395 due to the sun glare this morning coming out of Newington toward Landmark, and then it's much better in through Shirlington to the Wilson Bridge, back near Route 5, Branch Avenue. Crews had been dealing with the problem on 210, the incident northbound at Old Fort North, and hang on, buoy, here we go on 301. Unusual backups, and this is due to a tractor-trailer crash northbound on 301, just north of 214 Central Avenue, with just the shoulder getting by. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
All right, today we got sun and clouds mix, a slight chance of a rain shower, high of 78 degrees. Tonight, partly cloudy skies. This evening will give way to occasional showers overnight, a low near 60. And then tomorrow, a few showers early with overcast skies later in the day, high of 68 degrees. Right now in the nation's capital, it's 67. It's 716 on WMAL.
Turn snacking upside down with Chobani Flip, a delicious snack that combines creamy Greek yogurt with crunchy natural mix-ins like dark chocolate, roasted almonds, and salted pretzels with so many flavors to choose from. You're sure to find a flip for you.
All right, so we've got this Paris climate deal that the President of the United States said, nope, not going to be a part of it anymore. Well, that led to what I think Al Gore was calling a clean energy revolution, whereby states and localities are saying, heck with it. We're going to pursue this Paris deal all on our lonesome. Well, if you are a resident of the D.C. area, turns out some of your local lawmakers may feel very much like staying a part of the climate deal, despite what the federal government says about this. Let's listen into Mayor Muriel Bowser, who has some thoughts.
Today, I'm signing a mayoral order that affirms the district's support for the Paris Climate Accord. This order renews our commitment to the historic agreement to reduce climate emissions.
Yeah, there you go. The District of Columbia forging its own international agreements. Here's more from Mayor Bowser.
We are confident that we will, no matter what the decisions are at the federal level, continue to form the policies that will help to protect our Earth. And
Mayor Bowser not alone in this. The state of Virginia also joining in. Governor Terry McAuliffe announced on Monday that Virginia would join the U.S. Climate Alliance, a group of more than one dozen states trying to achieve the goals of the Paris Accord despite the federal government's lack of cooperation. Again, really nice of these states and localities to circumvent the federal government and pursue this international agreement.
Hey, here's what I don't understand. There's a lot of unanswered questions here. Part of the main part of the agreement, as we all know, the main reason that the United States was in this was to fund it to the tune of several billion dollars a year. Where are the states going to get this money? Are they just signing this as a decree and it's really just a dog and pony show?
It's one of these, I swear upon my honor that I will honor all of the automatic flushing toilet requirements of the Paris Climate Agreement.
What does this mean, that Mayor Bowser now will be taking the metro instead of a private car when she has to go somewhere? Because that would be part of, you know, reducing her carbon emissions footprint, right?
She's the only one with a helicopter commute in D.C. No, actually, she's not. So, additionally, Larry Hogan in Maryland, you may be wondering, what's going on in Maryland then? You mentioned Virginia and D.C. Well, in Maryland, the governor's office declined to say Monday whether or not Maryland would be joining the pledge to work towards the goals of the Paris Accord, adding that the administration, quote, is still learning about the new initiative.
This is why people can't stand politicians, because it is just grandstanding. Look what I did. I said that we're going to adhere to the Paris Climate. And the minions and the acolytes go, yay, look at what a wonderful thing. And people will point to that and say, we should reelect her. Even though it's as good as the paper it's written on. It does nothing. They will look past the fact that none of these politicians are going to start taking mass transit instead of their private limos. They'll look past the fact that, you know, they're doing literally nothing. They're not leading by example in any of this. All they're doing is signing a little proclamation. It's like when you were a kid and you got a proclamation and you hung it on the wall.
Right.
That's what this is.
Yeah. Who takes a limo anymore, by the way? That's like a pretty gaudy way to travel.
Well, they have private drivers,
yeah.
Okay, in their black SUVs.
Okay.
Everything's a black SUV.
Let's not get crazy. I always travel by car, all right? Blacked out windows, but it's a car, not a limo.
Right,
thank you.
Right.
So
sorry, I stand corrected. I'm
thank
sorry.
You very much. You mentioned this. This is the Washington Post did say that neither action committed by the district or Virginia here pledging to honor this Paris Agreement is going to lead to new emissions reduction policies beyond the ones that are already pursuing. This is just, as you said, this is like, I promise to keep on keeping on. That's what I'm doing. But this is an act of, it's also an act of defiance. It's an act of, hey, we're going to circumvent the federal government. We're going to signal to the world that we completely disagree with the leader that was duly elected by the United States.
But they're not This is why I have to go home and drink after this show. Because they're not circumventing anything.
But here's what I'm saying, Mary. I'm saying they're communicating to the world on behalf of their jurisdictions. They're not doing anything new. They're committing to the same pledges they've made to the environment in the past. But this is a declaration that they think that this president's word is illegitimate and that they can move beyond it, that they can say to the world, hey, you and we can work together. Hey, Paris, we got this. Me and you, Terry McAuliffe saying, hey, you know, Macron, we got this together. We can hang out. We can handle this climate thing. Forget President Trump. And that's not the role of the states. The role of the states is to manage their own affairs, rather than to tell the rest of the world that the person that the very citizens of all of these states elected is illegitimate.
So this is basically their way of saying, I still get to sit with the cool kids at lunch.
Yeah. I mean, they're sucking up. That's what they're doing.
But again, to whom are they sucking? I don't even know who runs the Paris Accord. Does anyone know who these people are? I couldn't pick them out of a lineup because I don't know who they are.
We got to find out what's going on. 722 on WMAL.
Chris Plant here. You've heard me rave about my dentist, Dr. Wayne Miles of Smiles by Miles. And now, due to your overwhelming response, he's extended this special offer. For the first 25 callers, Dr. Miles is offering a free exam and free x-rays so you can get your mouth back in great health. That's right, absolutely free. Find out what outstanding dental care is like and make up for years of dental neglect. All your dental problems can be fixed in just one or two visits while you relax through it all with sedation. Sleep through the appointment with virtually no memory of it. Your health begins with a healthy mouth. So avoid emergencies, pain, and infection and commit to looking and feeling great again. Call now and take advantage of this amazing offer for a free exam and free x-rays, regularly $375, and get your dental health back. You deserve it. Call Dr. Miles at 703-925-0800 or at smilesbymiles.com. That's MYLES.com.
When you're a sports writer like me, you know, speed always wins.
And now they're side to side coming around the final turn.
Because old news isn't news at all, especially when the 24-hour news cycle is now more like 24 seconds.
What are these guys looking to create some space?
But with slow internet from the phone company, you're stuck watching spinning wheels and progress bars till someone else scoops your story.
Making his move down the stretch.
Comcast Business has speeds up to 10 gigabits per second.
Breaking for the checkered flag.
Look, you wouldn't pick a slow race car, a slow wide receiver, or a slow point guard. Then why settle for slow internet? Call 800-501-6000 today. Comcast Business. Built for speed, built for business.
Restrictions apply. Actual speeds vary and are not guaranteed. 10 gig service may not be available in your area. Equipment, taxes, and fees extra. Call for details.
This radio show is brought to you by the company that built the fundamental technology and everything you love about your phone. From download speeds, to video, to voice recognition, to security, to GPS. None of it would work the way you count on without Qualcomm getting there first, then sharing it with the world. Yeah, Qualcomm did all that. Learn more at qualcomm.com/invention.
7:25 now on WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the 5s, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
A right in Maryland Beltway as you leave College Park into Silver Spring. Still a bit of activity had been on the shoulder near University Boulevard at the scene of the crash. So extra pressure here as you approach 95 and toward that point. Inner loop in through Bethesda. Looks like that volume just because of the sun glare. South on 95 back near the ICC to get down through to the Beltway. For 210 Indian Head Highway, the extra delay was because of the crash at Old Fort Road North. And keep in mind, road repairs continue from the water main break near Joint Base Andrews on Allentown Road. Between Route 5 Branch Avenue and Oth Road, you still have just one lane getting by in each direction using the eastbound lanes. And it will be like that through the day. They have major repairs to do to that road there. On 95 North, between the Prince William Parkway and Lorton, incidents are cleared. Update is sponsored by the Detox and Treatment Helpline. Drug or alcohol problems for you or a loved one can be solved. And with insurance, treatment may be at little or no cost to you. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline now at 800-430-4149. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
I'll go with unsettled. It's really not going to be a bunch of rainfalls we head on through the next couple of days, but as long as this upper level low spins to our north, a cloud sun mix and a slight chance of showers today, 78. Tonight, more showers. Tomorrow, showers. I'm meteorologist Ray Stigick, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Oh, yeah. Currently in the nation's capital, 68 degrees, 626. Sorry, make that 726. Glad I can correct that.
Yeah, this is supposed to be "I'm All Right with Friends at Home and Over Tonight," that song. But Hank Williams Jr. apparently had another song.
That's right. I just want to say out loud, I didn't realize that Hank Williams had another song called "Rowdy Friends." So when we called for audio, I was like, "Hey, can you grab the, you know, all my rowdy friends are here on Monday night?" Because Hank Williams is coming back. This is the important news here. On Monday Night Football, you of course remember his voice for years, replaced eventually by Faith Hill, but he got thrown out in a big political correctness row.
Yeah, he had to do 6 years in purgatory. He had to pay for his sins for 6 years because he dared to compare President Obama to, bum, 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 Hitler.
Oh, it's the old Hitler.
6 years. 6 years. Now, on the other hand, Bill Maher, our friend, who, Mike, if you could get cut 12 ready, Bill Maher said this the other day.
We'd love to have you work in the fields with us.
Work in the field?
That's part of that.
Senator, I'm a house n***a. No, it's a joke.
He said that.
People whooping in the background. People,
they're not gonna fire him. It's okay. Hank Williams Jr. had to do 6 years in purgatory for daring to compare President Obama to Hitler. Look at the difference. Just another, the dichotomy is amazing. And you know what? Kudos to the left, because you have silenced free speech on the right and have enabled yourselves to be able to say whatever you want, whenever you want. Well, so kudos to them. I got to give them credit.
I got to say, though, in fairness, these are two victories for free speech. Bill Maher keeps his job, and we get Monday Night Football's true original theme song back.
Although I have to say, you know it's bad when Al Franken cancels your real-time appearance.
Okay, that's true. 7:28 on WMAL.
Ooh, get the stinky dog away from me.
Bad breath and bad gas.
Petey stopped eating. All his hair fell out.
Itching, licking, missing fur.
At least $5,000 in vet bills.
Creams, antibiotics, sprays.
No results.
Everything we tried failed except the Dynavite.
Dinovite. .com.
If you want the dog to be healthy, you got to feed it something healthy.
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
The digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
Dynavite is nutrition.
The shedding has stopped and the itching has stopped.
Her coat is not soft. It's silky. It's healthy and shiny and glossy.
She's got life. She's got energy.
Tons of energy. No more bad smell.
Dynavite's the bomb.
Dynavite is the best thing that's ever happened to my dogs, you know, besides me, of course.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
Dynavite for life.
Dinovite. .com.
When you genuinely care about the people you serve, their safety comes first. That's why Novec asks you to put safety first. Your life could depend on it. Novec recommends unplugging devices you're not using. Replace worn-out extension cords, too. Call 811 to locate any underground lines at least 2 days before you dig. Novec wants everyone to be safe around electricity. From safety demonstrations to safety tips on our website, at Novec, it's always safety first.
All right. Business is booming at Planned Parenthood, but only when it comes to abortion. We'll discuss that when we get back. It's 7:30, time for the news.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington. 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 7:30. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. A 25-year-old NSA contractor named Reality Winner has been charged with leaking classified information to an online news outlet. And we're learning more about how the FBI came to the conclusion that Winner was the one who leaked that information.
Prosecutors say Winner was caught because the news outlet sent a copy of the document over to the government for authentication before the story was published. They could see that the pages appeared to have some sort of crease, suggesting that they were printed out. And so investigators did an audit of who printed the document and traced it all back to Winner.
Correspondent Laura Jarrett. Two people are dead after a shooting last night in Montgomery Village. Police found the victims in a car parked on Gallery Court around 10:45. The victims' names not yet released. Two bills aimed at combating bullying in Virginia schools will be signed into law today by Governor Terry McAuliffe. One of those bills, sponsored by State Senator Jeremy McPike, will require more extensive training for school counselors.
I know. I've got a daughter in high school, and sometimes it's very hard to communicate where they're struggling with events. So if the school system knows about something that's going on, they need to get the parents involved.
The governor will be at Forest Park High School in Woodbridge today for that bill signing. U.S.-backed forces in Syria have launched a major offensive to retake the city of Raqqa after more than 3 years of ISIS rule. Raqqa is, in fact, the de facto capital of ISIS, and the effort to retake the city marks the most significant offensive yet in the international fight against that extremist group. A Falls Church mosque is condemning comments by its own imam the other day when he said that female genital mutilation is, quote, the honorable thing to do if needed. The board of directors of the Dar al-Hijra Islamic Center says that the imam's comments run counter to both U.S. and Islamic law. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 21,184, the Nasdaq at 62.96. Sports, the Nats win in Los Angeles. The O's were idle. They host the Pirates tonight. Stanley Cup Finals Game 4 goes to the Predators. WNBA, the Mystics are in Dallas tonight. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Should liberal cities like Charlottesville and Richmond be allowed to destroy historical monuments honoring Confederate soldiers like Robert E. Lee and Stonewall Jackson? Ed Gillespie says that's okay. Gillespie told the Washington Post he opposes a law protecting these monuments. That's no surprise. It's part of a pattern with Gillespie. Gillespie lobbied for a legal alien amnesty and said he would veto a ban on late-term abortions. Ed Gillespie is a K Street insider lobbyist who stands for nothing, lost to Mark Warner 3 years ago, and will lose again in November. The conservative choice? Corey Stewart. Corey Stewart for governor. A solid record. More jobs. Stable taxes. Stand up to illegal immigration. Fight political correctness. Corey Stewart. Corey Stewart for governor. The courage to fight. The experience to win. Paid for by Stewart for governor.
I'm Corey Stewart, and I approve this ad.
Some say spring is the best time to sell your home. But consider this. The best time to sell your home is any season, as long as you're working with Frank Prindle and the associates of RE/MAX Allegiance. Here's an example. When Brent and Donna of Capitol Heights were ready to downsize from their 6,000-square-foot home, they knew Frank was the right choice. With Frank's exclusive marketing system, he secured them a full-price offer even before the home was listed. There's no risk to working with Frank. He'll sell your home for a price and a deadline you agree upon, or Frank will buy it guaranteed. Frank sells homes faster and on average for 8% more money than other local agents. That's why, in addition to Frank's thousands of satisfied customers, he's been endorsed by Fox News Channel's Sean Hannity and maintains the exclusive support of real estate mogul Barbara Corcoran in Metro DC. So call the only agent you need when you're ready to sell your home. Call Frank Prindle at 703-399-4538 or online at itrustfrank.com.
Hey, this is Larry O'Connor, and I met Dirk over at EMP 180. We have something in common. We both met our empowered weight, thanks to them, and we're talking about our experiences. I like to research everything. I read all the stuff, and it all makes scientific sense, why it works.
And our very first appointment, that was sort of getting them to pass, getting us to accept the program, how your body works, the chemical dependencies and so forth. That's actually what sold me on the program. And it's data heavy, as you know. Every week, you get a whole string of data about your body.
Yeah, even, I don't know about you, but there were a couple of weeks where I would gain a pound or two, but it turned out I was gaining muscle. Lost fat. Right. I was actually in better shape.
Exactly.
But if you don't have that kind of support, if you don't have that analysis, you just check a bathroom scale. It's like, oh, man, I gained weight. This is terrible.
No, exactly. That's why it works.
Straight from us to you, it absolutely works. EMP 180 Weight Loss. That's EMP180weightloss.com. EMP180weightloss.com. Or call them 703-992-0620 to schedule your consultation today.
35 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Bill, we have a crash right now on 395 northbound for our commuters that are trying to get through Springfield and that northbound delay. First of all, we had the sun glare, and now we have this accident at Duke Street. Looks like it's going to block the left lane. I see a lot of walking around. VDOT crews are there. So again, 395 north at Duke. Stay to the right to get by. A lot of volume on 66 pushing in through that sun glare as well through Manassas, Centerville, Fair Oaks, and again toward the Capitol Beltway. And through Falls Church, eastbound we're doing fine. It's westbound finding some delays heading out towards Sycamore Street. Around the top side of the Maryland Beltway, that's been one of our struggle points this morning. The crash outer loop between New Hampshire Avenue and University Boulevard was to the shoulder. Now it looks like we have a brand new one on the inner loop side. So as you're coming from Silver Spring to College Park inner loop in that same exact location between University and New Hampshire Avenue. Northbound 301 in Bowie, north of 214 Central Avenue, again with the tractor-trailer crash, just the shoulder gets by. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
I'll go with unsettled. It's really not going to be a bunch of rainfall as we head on through the next couple of days, but as long as this upper-level low spins to our north, a cloud-sun mix and a slight chance of showers today, 78. Tonight, more showers. Tomorrow, showers. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 65 in Vienna, 65 in Bethesda, 67 degrees in Washington. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM. At AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM. At AM 630, WMAL.
Hey, good morning, all my rowdy friends. We're back on WMAL, 737 now. Coming up this morning at 8:05, we have Juliet Hisney, who's going to talk about drug-sniffing dogs inside of Arlington schools. Some parents are upset with that. 8:35, good old Larry Kudlow swinging by. He's going to talk to us as well. Vince Colonnaise and Mary Walter are with you this morning. Good morning, Mary.
Good morning. Joining us right now is Joseph Scheidler. He is the founder of the Pro-Life Action League. He also serves as their executive director. We're here to talk about Planned Parenthood.
That's our buddy Eric Scheidler, actually.
Oh, Eric Scheidler. I'm sorry. You're right. Joseph was the founder. Eric Scheidler is the executive director. I apologize for that. Thank you, Vince.
Sure.
Joining us right now, Eric Scheidler. Good morning. Welcome to Mornings on the Mall.
So glad to be here.
Now, Planned Parenthood released their 2015-2016 annual report, and you have plowed your way through that. Bless you for doing that, because the rest of us don't have that kind of patience. What did we find in the 2015-2016 Planned Parenthood annual report?
Well, it's a very slick and glossy report, and Planned Parenthood is really trying to put the best face they can on their declining situation right now. For example, they talk about doing hundreds of thousands of STD tests and through those tests making some diagnoses of diseases that need to be addressed from the people contracted through sexual activity. They play this up with these big numbers, but in fact, we find that when we compare these numbers to the national totals, Planned Parenthood is actually doing about 1% of all the STD diagnoses in this country. So 99% of people who are getting diagnosed with an STD are getting diagnosed somewhere else than Planned Parenthood, which plays themselves up as a vital resource for health. I mean, we're glad for every one of those screenings that results in a diagnosis and people get treatment, but we find when we look more closely at Planned Parenthood's report that they're really just a bit player in healthcare. In fact, shockingly, Planned Parenthood's numbers of services have been declining for years. Their number of cancer screenings has gone down by some two-thirds. breast exams by about the same amount, two-thirds over the last 10 years since Cecile Richards took over as CEO. At the same time, however, we see that their amount of federal dollars has been going up and up. The amount of donations they're taking in is going up and up, and yet they're seeing fewer and fewer clients doing fewer and fewer services at their facilities around the country, except when it comes to abortion, where Planned Parenthood, in fact, is cornering the market. And that at this point, through the numbers in this most recent annual report, we find that Planned Parenthood is doing 35% of the abortions in this country. So again, compare that to the 1% of STD diagnoses. 35% of the nation's abortions at Planned Parenthood. More and more, this company is narrowly focusing on abortion and really becoming Abortion Incorporated.
I was, Eric, struck by the numbers that you're reading out. These two data points really struck me. That the manual breast exams in that year that was surveyed, 321,000 of them, which accounts for just less than 2% of all manual breast exams. 321,000. Abortions? 328,000 abortions. So, and that counts for, as you said, 35% of our country's abortions entirely. So, no procedure number comes even close at Planned Parenthood to the number of abortions they actually do. Forget the percentages, just the sheer number of procedures that they do, every given category, abortion is the highest one. And yet, every single time we talk about Planned Parenthood, and Planned Parenthood defenders, including people spokesmen for the organization itself, always come out, they're like, hey, don't you worry, tax dollars. None of these billions of tax dollars, let's say millions rather, $554 million tax dollars went in 2015 to Planned Parenthood. And they always are like, not a single dollar went to abortion.
Well, it's hard to understand how that can possibly be true, even if there's some accounting gimmick that they're using to keep those monies officially separate. Planned Parenthood, again, their number of patients is going down. The number of services they're doing is going down year by year by year, and yet they're taking more and more money in from taxpayers, from us, from the taxpayers of the United States and of the states around the country. And their abortion numbers climb and climb and climb. So those dollars are keeping the call centers on. They're keeping the doors open for Planned Parenthood to really focus very much on abortion. And it's not just that they provide abortions there. Planned Parenthood aggressively markets abortion. And I think when people realize that, they're a little less comfortable with this organization. It's not just about providing somebody a choice. It's about pushing a choice. They have incentives for their employees to increase their abortion numbers, you know, paid time off, pizza parties as an award for employees or centers that provide larger numbers of abortions. So this is really more and more an abortion company, and one that we really should not be supporting with our taxpayer dollars, because what we need is legitimate health care. There is a healthcare crisis in the United States, and Planned Parenthood is not helping to solve that.
You know, I just did some quick math here, of which I am not really good at. but I just added up your numbers in this report, manual breast exams, pap smears, diagnosis of sexually transmitted diseases. I added it all up. And I divided it by the $554,600,000. And I would assume they must do some other procedures as well, because it worked out to be $672.24 for each procedure.
Well, Planned Parenthood does distribute a fair amount of contraception. Those numbers are down slightly as well, of course. And they do some other things as well. But the bottom line is that there are far better resources for healthcare around this country. Places that are federally qualified health centers provide a higher standard of care and a broader range of services. When you look at the actual services Planned Parenthood provides, the vast majority of health care needs are not met there at all. If you have a common cold, if you're dealing with sleep issues or behavioral issues, depression, back problems, the kinds of things that are the main health care concerns of men and women, you find that Planned Parenthood doesn't provide anything. And when it comes to those cancer screens, they don't do any mammograms.
Right.
They do very little treatment of any of these problems. This is primarily a matter of sending people elsewhere for treatment. So when Planned Parenthood talks about how, women and families in rural areas won't get the care they need, well, the care they need is much more than just a screening.
Yeah.
They also need a doctor. And when Planned Parenthood pulls up stakes, as they've done in places like Idaho and New Mexico, they farm out their patients to these federally qualified health centers.
Of course.
So if through their own actions, they admit they're not indispensable.
Eric, thank you.
They can be covered.
Thank you, Eric. Not surprising at all for an organization whose name is a euphemism for killing babies. I appreciate you giving us some clarity on what's going on inside that group. Thank you, sir. It's 7:44 now on WMAL.
Clients in Chicago, but you're based in LA? With GoToMeeting, you can meet like you're there even when you're miles apart. GoToMeeting's one-click access, HD live webcam, and screen sharing capabilities will help you meet with success no matter where you are. Start free at GoToMeeting.com.
Well, as you know, 2 weeks ago, I was not here because I had no voice because I was flat on my back with the flu. And I spent probably a good 5 days in bed. I got up every now and then, but most of my time was spent in bed. And it was comfortable. I think it made the whole thing a lot more bearable because my husband and I recently went mattress shopping and we got what I think is the world's most comfortable mattress, and we got it from Mattress Warehouse. Being sick is miserable, but if you're stuck in bed, you might as well be comfortable. But what's comfortable for us may not be comfortable for you. So that's why you have to try the bed match system at Mattress Warehouse. Bed match is a computerized system. It measures your weight distribution when you lie down on a mattress. It crunches the numbers and it spits out 5 to 6 mattress suggestions that are tailored just for your needs. We saved hours with Bed Match. And with the adjustable base, I was able to sleep in a comfortable position without being propped up on pillows. You know how it is when you're sick. You can't lie all the way down because you can't stop coughing or you get stuffed up. Well, the adjustable base made it easier for me to get a good night's sleep. So if you're not sleeping on a mattress that is the perfect match for you, get to Mattress Warehouse and find your perfect mattress with Bed Match. You can find the nearest Mattress Warehouse just by going to sleephappens.com. That's sleephappens.com.
7:45 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, Vince, a heads up and some obstacles dealing with this morning. First, in the Joint Base Andrews area, road repairs ongoing on Allentown Road between Route 5 Branch Avenue and Oth Road. So if you normally use that stretch of Allentown Road, it looks like it will be like this through the day. Major damage after a water main break there. One lane gets by in each direction using the eastbound lanes. Again, that's Allentown Road. On 301 in Bowie, that's jam still going northbound 301. North of 214 Central Avenue at Mitchellville Road for the tractor-trailer crash. It was the right shoulder getting by at last check. Busy on the Maryland Beltway. Our latest problem had been on the Interloop side, leaving Bethesda into Silver Spring. The crash Interloop at University Boulevard. It looks like no longer blocking the two right lanes, so at least that's some good news. It's over to the shoulder, but man, we're slow before Old Georgetown Road, so plan for that on the outer loop side as you approach 95 and around to George Avenue with that jam traffic. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
I go with unsettled. It's really not going to be a bunch of rainfall as we head on through the next couple of days, but as long as this upper-level low spins to our north, a cloud-sun mix and a slight chance of showers today, 78. Tonight, more showers. Tomorrow, showers. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 68 degrees, 747 on WMAL.
As I went walking that ribbon of highway, I saw above me that endless skyway.
Endless skyway.
I saw below me that golden valley. This land was made for you and me.
We should do it. We should do a compilation of all these spoken, you know, spoken records, spoken song. Leonard Nimoy has one. So you know that was Bernie Sanders.
Yeah.
Of course.
Of course. The rap stylings of Bernie Sanders.
Yes. I own one pair of underwear. In a way, I have to tell you, in a way, I'm slightly upset that he did not win because...
In a way.
In a way, yeah. Because Saturday Night Live, the... who did it? I can't think of the comedian who did his...
Larry David.
Larry David. I had David and I had Larry, not in the right order.
You had him in the wrong order.
But Larry David did his impression of Bernie Sanders. It was just comedic gold. Personally, I could not have listened to that for 4 years. I could not listen to Bernie Sanders speak for 4 years. So, why are we talking about Bernie? Bernie, the little socialist that he is, raked in more than $1 million last year.
It's pretty good.
Yeah, pretty good for a socialist, right? He received almost $800,000 for his best-selling book, Our Revolution.
That wasn't his government stipend?
No, he got earned. another... almost $64,000 for a book that he's writing. It's an advance called Bernie Sanders' Guide to Political Revolution. He got another $6,700 in royalties for his 1997 memoir called Outsider in the House. So about $865,000 he made dissing capitalism and talking about socialism and the working man. Not a bad payday. That song was from his spoken word album. It was a folk album called We Shall Overcome. Do you know last year he made $2,521 in royalties? So that means people bought that album last year. Now, I would buy it seriously for comedic purposes. Although, honestly, I wouldn't buy it. I tried to find it somewhere online because that really truly is the socialist thing to do, to share, right?
Definitely. I mean, you know, and I don't begrudge the guy for earning some cash at all. I mean, the key here is that he constantly is harping on the 1% of the 1% of the 1% earning all this money, $800,000 book advances. That's the problem. Well, hello, $800,000. I mean, that wasn't actual audio. I don't know if you could tell. That was an impression. he's earning a crap ton of cash being one of America's most beloved socialists. I think the most beloved socialist in the United States. And kind of a funny story. He owns all these houses, has a bunch of cash. Clearly not living the life he promised that he would.
Well, you know what I find interesting is that home that he bought on Lake Champlain, almost a $600,000 home that the socialist finally found money for, has been concealed. What he pays on taxes and all that other stuff, it has been hidden behind an entity named the Islands Family Trust. So we don't know all
of
the financials
course,
on
the
that.
Island.
Interesting.
751 on WMIO.
Severe back pain doesn't have to rule your life, and it doesn't have to mean surgery. At Inova, a knowledgeable spine intake specialist will guide you to the spine expert best suited for you. And for urgent issues that can't wait for an office visit, you can start the process at any Inova Urgent Care. Visit inova.org/backpain or call 703-776-4700. Inova. Join the future of health.
Stabbing or burning pains, tingling and numbness, cramps in your feet and legs, feeling like a sock is balled up under your foot. These distinct sensations sound strange to most, but are constant for anyone suffering from peripheral neuropathy. Most doctors are dismissive of these painful symptoms because the only treatment options used to be medications and their side effects, or surgery. Now there's a non-drug and non-surgical treatment for neuropathy at Virginia Family Chiropractic. We use a comprehensive approach combining high-dose laser, nerve regeneration methods, and balance therapies that are customized for each patient. We can rehabilitate damaged nerves. All treatments are non-surgical, drug, and pain-free. Best of all, they're effective. If you experience numbness, shooting, or burning pains, or loss of balance, call us for a free neuropathy consultation. It could change your life. Virginia Family Chiropractic. 571-350-3520 or click virginiafamilychiropractic.com.
I love my One Touch Ultra Meter. You're not getting me to change.
Harold is not big on change. He's had the same tie for 30 years. Stripes.
Well, you wouldn't really change. The One Touch brand makes the VariaFlex meter, so you'd just be upgrading to the latest technology.
Upgrade?
Yeah, technically upgrade isn't change, Harold.
The One Touch VariaFlex meter has Color Shore technology, which takes the guesswork out of your numbers by showing if results are in or out of range.
When it's time to upgrade, talk to your Walgreens pharmacist about getting the OneTouch VariaFlex meter. And remember, OneTouch test strips are available for the lowest copay on the most health plans.
You convinced me. I'll upgrade. Should I upgrade my look as well?
I think just the meter is fine.
Some health plans may have more than one test strip covered at the lowest copay.
7:53 now. It's time to check in and see how your money's doing. Let's check in with the CNBC News Desk.
Good Tuesday morning. Well, stock futures are lower, pointing to a lower open on Wall Street. Meanwhile, Ken Feinberg may be appointed to oversee the $1 billion settlement ICATA will pay to the victims of its defective airbags. Feinberg oversaw settlements for victims from 9/11, the BP oil spill, and GM's faulty ignition switches. Seattle is the latest city to tax soda and sugary drinks, joining Philadelphia and San Francisco. The beverage industry says it will hurt small businesses and poor families. Robocalls are costing Dish Network $280 million in penalties to the U.S. government and four states. A judge found the company was behind millions and millions of unwanted calls. And Apple will have its Siri-powered Amazon Echo Killer at your door in time for Christmas. The HomePod is more expensive at $349. Like the Echo and the Google Home speakers, you talk to the HomePod and it does what you command. I'm Landon Dowdy, CNBC Business News on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
We've all taken side jobs here and there to earn extra cash, but now making extra money is way easier thanks to Uber. Uber's the ultimate side hustle. Driving with Uber means you can earn extra cash whenever you want. It's not just another J-O-B. It's a totally flexible way to earn. You can turn it on and off just like your car. If you have a few spare hours here and there, drive with Uber. Have you ever wanted to be your own boss? I bet you'd make a great boss. Drive with Uber and you are your own boss. If you're driving right now, you should be earning right now. And Uber's Instant Pay makes every day payday. You can cash out straight from the app to your bank account up to 5 times a day. Listen, if you enjoy earning extra cash, if there's something special you'd like to buy, your car can start making you money. So go ahead, get your side hustle on. Sign up to Drive with Uber today. Go to uber.com/drive now. That's uber.com/drive now. uber.com/drive now. Certain restrictions apply. See site for details.
7:55 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
395, the crash northbound at Duke Street. Looks like they've been able to put that all to the shoulder. So they moved, stopped all traffic, kind of from the left lane to the right shoulder, a bit wider there. Delays as you come out of Newington. And again, that'll take you slowly through Landmark. And I'm looking at a continuous backup now to get across the 14th Street Bridge. And it looks like we may have a broken down, actually, stalled car on the 14th Street Bridge, right lane on 66 into the Sun Glare as well. Slow go, but through Manassas and Centerville, lanes are reported open. Now, top side of the Maryland Beltway, two separate problems. First, the inner loop. We are jammed out of Bethesda around to University Boulevard, crash to the shoulder. And the outer loop, right in that same location, initial crash there had been cleared as well. Update is sponsored by Spot Hero. And finally, here is a way you can save time. Use Spot Hero anytime you park downtown. First-time users can enter the promo code DISTRICT for $10 off. Spot Hero, park smarter. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Upper level low is going to hang around to our north. Still spinning a northwesterly breeze, a mix of clouds and sunshine, and just a few showers possible today. 78. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 69 degrees, 7:56 on WMAL.
Hi, I'm Rick Edelman, host of The Rick Edelman Show right here every weekend. I want you to ask yourself, where will you be 4 years from now? Well, 4 years from now, you'll be 4 years closer to retirement. Will it be everything you want it to be? Come to my seminar, Preparing for Retirement, and learn how to get the most from your IRAs and retirement accounts. Learn how to maximize your Social Security benefits and design your estate plan. Investments, Social Security, and wills and trusts. Master these to enjoy a comfortable and financially successful retirement. The seminar comes to Largo and Reston Tuesday, June 6th at 7 p.m. Just $15 a person, $25 a couple. Register at rickedelman.com. That's ricestelman.com. Or call 888-PLAN-RICK. That's 888-PLAN-RICK.
Advisory services offered through Edelman Financial Services, LLC. Securities offered through EF Legacy Securities, LLC, an affiliated broker-dealer. Member FINRA, SIPC.
Are high real estate commissions stopping you from selling your home? Intelligent sellers are avoiding high real estate commissions and going with a smarter approach. Hi, I'm Brian Wilson at Wilson Realty Group, where we sell homes for a flat fee of $500 upfront and just 0.5% commission at closing. In fact, we've already saved our clients over $7 million in real estate commissions alone. Check us out at WilsonRealtyGroup.com. Real simple, real savings, real results. That's WilsonRealtyGroup.com.
I'm Jill Vogel, candidate for Lieutenant Governor. I run a business, I'm a mom, and I believe that Virginia can do better. It's time to dump the phony partisan attitudes and do what's right for real people who need better paying jobs, want their health care and freedoms back, want government out of their life, and want ethics back in public service. I'm Jill Vogel. I want to fix Richmond and turn Virginia around.
Learn more at VogelForVirginia.com. Authorized by Vogel for Virginia.
McMillan Sedation Dentistry actually started about 13 years ago. I wanted to be able to provide dental care to what now turns out to be a significant portion of the population that actually had a fearful connotation with dental treatment experiences. 1 in 10 adults are estimated to be so fearful of receiving treatment that they will only get it when they have a true dental emergency, such as a toothache or a dental abscess. We treat them a little differently, much more of a TLC approach, and we welcomed them literally with open arms to the practice. It's the greatest feeling in the world to see someone who has hidden their smile for years to be able to smile again. My staff has been trained to be very welcoming, to treat them like a member of their own family. More than the extensive training, it's the empathy. We listen, we care, and we want to make your smile perfect and genuine. It's our mission to make you happy that you came to McMillan Sedation Dentistry. It's time for you to smile easy. Call 703-503-9490, online at smileeasy.com. That's smileeasy.com.
Zero Res can have your carpets looking, smelling, and feeling brand new again. Carpet cleaning for just $54 per room from the best Zero Res. Book at ZeroResDC.com.
All right, here's what's coming up on Mornings on the Mall.
Who does not love Dr. Seuss? I grew up on Dr. Seuss. I love Dr. Seuss. And a lot of people love Dr. Seuss. And now you can go visit him.
That almost sounded like a Dr. Seuss rhyme. Thank you. Arlington schools have drug-sniffing dogs prowling around, and some parents aren't happy about that. WMAL News is right now.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105. Hi, everybody. It's James and Andy here from your next favorite podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
Yes, we are two-fourths of a group of people who love facts, and we love to find new facts, and we come here every week and tell each other about them. For instance, Andy, did you know that one of the world's oldest cycling road races is getting much harder because people keep stealing the road?
I want to know more already, but I'm instead going to tell you my new fact, which is that some ancient coffins from the 17th century have faces.
The coffins have faces.
It's really creepy.
Not just on the inside.
No.
Wow. If you like the sound of those facts, or indeed facts in general, then come and find us. No Such Thing as a Fish, wherever you get your podcasts.